Happy spring. Hi, friends. I'm sitting in my living room and I have my windows open and there are lots of birds outside chirping. I hope maybe you can hear that in the background. It's a beautiful time of the year, a time for new beginnings. This week I was discussing John 5, a story in which Jesus healed a man at the pool of Bethesda. I was talking to my Sunday school class about this story. And there's a beautiful illustration in this story that can be a great encouragement to each of us. So I just wanted to pass that along today. You know, Jesus came up to this man who'd been lame 38 years, sitting by the Pool of Bethesda, which is called the Pool of Mercy. That's what Bethesda means. Waiting, hoping to be healed. Every now and then, an angel would come down and trouble the waters, and the first person to get in the pool after the troubling of the waters would be healed. It was a miracle. So many people that needed to be healed had gathered around this pool that this man never had the chance to be the first one into the water. But when Jesus came to him and he healed him, an exciting thing to think about to me is this. Jesus did not tell him, okay, go ahead into the pool and get in the pool and you'll be healed. He did have a man in the Old Testament. Naaman had to go to a body of water, the Jordan, and dip in it 7 times and then he would be healed. So Jesus could have said that to this man, maybe in front of all of these people. Go into the Pool of Bethesda, and when you come out, you'll be healed. But he didn't. He healed him just by saying, take up thy bed and walk. And to me, I love that. Sometimes my burdens can become so big to me. They are all I can think about. If there's a difficult season of life, something happening in the family or friends or at the church, some bad news, maybe some illness, something that's come, and so many things I've never dealt with that, ladies, you may be dealing with. It is so easy to think there is no way for this to happen. No way this problem can be solved. We have thought about it. We lie in bed awake thinking about it. But then Jesus comes along to this man. Out of nowhere, been a long time, he'd been waiting for an answer to prayer. And that day, immediately, he was healed. He did not use the normal method of how a person would be healed at that place. Our God knows abundantly above all that we ask or think. I have a great imagination, and you probably do too. But our God has a much greater imagination of how your problem can be solved, how your unsaved loved one can be saved, how your marriage can come back together, how your child can come to the Lord, and every other thing. We have a miracle working God. Ladies, I never want you to give up hope. We do not sorrow as we wait for our answers as those who have no hope. Yes, difficult times do come. God doesn't answer all of our prayers the way we want, but Jesus is with us, and know with confidence that he knows a way to make a way for you. He knows 1,000 ways to make a way for you. That's the great God that we serve. Ladies, I hope you have a wonderful week. Let's walk in love, loving God through loving others.